Genesis 4:3. And in process of time, after the end of days, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto Jehovah. After the end of days, that is, after a certain number of years had been fulfilled or accomplished, it is here that we are first informed that the godly parents, Adam and Eve, preached to their children often and much concerning the will and the worship of God. For we here find that both the sons brought unto God their offering. But you will inquire, perhaps, what, and concerning what, did Adam and Eve preach unto their children? They certainly had most glorious subjects for all their sermons and conversations. They remembered well their original condition and what paradise then was, and without doubt they frequently pointed out to their children the place, now guarded by the prohibiting angels, and warned their children to beware of sin, by which they had been deprived of so many blessings and shut out from them. On the other hand, there is no doubt that they exhorted their children to live in the fear of God, that they might console themselves with the confidence of His goodness toward them, assuring them that if they did so, they would attain to a better state after this present life. And who could enumerate all the blessings of that former life, which they had originally enjoyed? To all their teaching was added that other branch of doctrine concerning the promise of the seed of the woman, and of the great deliverance from all calamities to come. And most probably, these God-fearing parents preached all these things to their children in a certain place, and especially on the Sabbath days. And it was doubtless by being stirred to do so by these sermons that the children came to offer their sacrifices and to render unto God His worship.